Let the translation and Patadasa Prabhupada.
Yavat,
as long as te your Mayaya by the illusionary energy Srishta contaminated Brahmama, Brahmama, we wander here in this material world. Karma be by the reaction of fruitive activities. Tavat, so long, Bhavat Prasangam of your loving devotees, Sangha, association, Syat, let there be na our Bhave Bhave in every species of life. Translation for Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets. Purport. This is the best benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. This is also confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Stane sthita srutikatam tanuvan manobihi. One may be in one position or another according to destiny, but in any case, one must continue to hear about the activities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, regardless of circumstances. A pure devotee does not pray for liberation or for cessation of the birth, cycle of birth and death, because he does not consider that important. The most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world, for as long as he can hear about the pastimes of the Lord, or whatever he can chant, the Lord is wherever he chants, the Lord is personally present. Tatya tishta minarada yatra gayanti mat bhaktaha. When the pure devotees assemble to chant, hear and talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the place where they assemble become Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transfer to the Vaikuntha world. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavana anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. The Prachedasas pray for an opportunity to hear of the glories of the Lord in every form of life, Bhave Bhave. A living entity transmigrates from one body to another. The devotee is not particularly eager to stop this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavadat Bhaktir Ahaitu Kitvai. My dear Lord, life after life, may I be fixed in your pure devotional service. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. He always thinks himself contaminated by the modes of material nature. Nor is there any need for a devotee to ask to be freed from the modes of material nature. Devotional service itself is in the transcendental position. Therefore, there is no question of asking for the spiritual or the special facility. The conclusion is that a pure devotee is not anxious to stop the repetition of birth and death, but is always eager to associate with other devotees who are engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gnananjana Salakaya Chaksurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dadadi Svapadandiham Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗരജാതം സഖഗണരഘുനാഥാൻവിതം തംസജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദാൻ സഖഗണലിതാ ശ്രീവിശാഖാവിതം ച നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ബുദലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമീതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതിദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ വാഞ്ചാകൽപതരൂപസ്യ കൃപാസിന്ധുപേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. ഓം നമോ മഹാവദന്യായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേമപ്രദായതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യനാമ്നേ ഗൗരത്യശവേ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധർ ശിവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഫസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ആൾ ഐ ടേക്ക് ദിസ് ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റി ടു താങ്ക് ഓൾ ദ വൈഷ്ണവാസ് who assembled to discuss about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, there is a passage in teachings of Lord Chaitanya where our Lord Brahma goes to Dwarka to take darshan of Lord Dwarkadish. So in the end, after the pastimes, after he was realizing, then he feels that he is like a tiny mosquito in front of, you know, many herd of powerful elephants. I also feel the same way now. So many Vaishnavas are sitting in front of me. I have no qualification or no intelligence to speak about Bhagavatam. But still, this is one other way of purifying ourselves. And wherever elsewhere in Bhagavatam it says, whenever and wherever there is an opportunity to chant about the glories and to hear about the glories of Lord Sri Krishna and his devotees, without shame, without fear, without hesitation, one should do that. So I am trying to do some endeavor in this regard. Kindly forgive me for any mistakes. You are all swan like Vaishnavas. Kindly forgive me anything. This is a very wonderful passage in the whole Bhagavatam, the activities of Prachedas, where after appreciating that performance of tapasya, Lord himself personally appears in front of them, gives them a lot of benediction and appreciates them, and also arranges for the marriage for them. And also he says, you can enjoy for 1,000,000 years of celestial life, but still you will not be appreciated, you will not be attached, you will come back to me. And also finally he says that because of the relationship between the brotherly relationship, they are appreciated. Anybody who every day in the evening remembers about them, they develop relationship between each other, very nice relationship between each other. We as the devotees also, we are striving for kind relation and a very heart-to-heart relation with each and every devotee. So this is a very wonderful passage. Especially from verse number 22, the Prachedas offer prayers, very wonderful prayers, glorifying his Lord for his farm, for his ornaments, everything. Finally, by slowly they come today's verse, which is a very glorious verse. Prabhupada starting itself says, this is the best benediction that the devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. Here they are asking for, we read the translation again, dear Lord, as long as we have to remain in this material world, due to our material contamination and our wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and on different planets. So every devotee who is sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness is aspiring for this particular benediction only. Even our acharyas have many times in their own songs, in their own way of expressing their feelings, have expressed it. Bhaktivinoda Maharaj says, even to be insect in a Vaishnava family is more glorious than even after life, millions of men, even after the life of Brahma is more, the life in the insect and the Vaishnava family is more glorious than the life of Brahma. Many acharyas, our Lord Shiva also says, association of devotees is very important. When in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, when the city of Banaras was burned by Lord, because Shiva went in fighting with along with Asura to fight the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the city was burned, then Lord Shiva says, it is because I was staying away from you, away from the association of devotees. Kindly, let me keep always in association. Then he creates the city of Bhuvaneshwar. And also, even then Shiva is not satisfied. He says, still it is far up. Jagannath Puri, he says, it is close to Jagannath Puri, 50 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. Still he will be protected. Lord Shiva says, no, the 50 kilometers too far off. I am not satisfied with then Krishna. And his own manifest as Ananda Basudev near the Bindu Sarovar. So like that, the association of devotees, very appreciable, and that is the only way we get purification. Even in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, slok number 9, Avanada Chadushlok Bhagavad Gita slokas. The text number 9, Matchita prana bodhayanta parasparam katyantyasama nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. The first paragraph, Prabhupada says, pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Lord, Supreme Lord, are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna and they take pleasure in discussing with other devotees. Purport goes on very elaborately, but ultimately the purpose of the benediction is to be remain in association with the devotees so that constantly we can hear and discuss the past times. In our contaminated stage, this may look like little burdensome because we do it more mechanically. We normally have to come to the class, listen to the class, everything is slowly. Initially, it looks though it's mechanical, but by gradually by the power of association, we get to develop a taste for it. And slowly the heart gets purified and we are able to appreciate the association of the devotees through which we get to always engage in the hearing and transcendental pastimes of the Lord. That's why Lord and his associates, he himself comes personally, our associate comes in to perform various pastimes. So that eternally people can chant and glorify about that. In one of the pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, the glories of association is very brought out. In the Leela of Nalagu and Manikriva, there is a, when they, after they are delivered, before they get back to spiritual world, there is a discussion between them and Lord Takli, they offer prayers. They also offer for similar prayers. We want to be always in the place where your devotees sang, sing your glories, where your pastimes are discussed, where your holy dham, and your, so that we can always be getting connected. In the end, Lord replies to them, one of the text number 41 and 42, where he says, Sadhu nam samachittanam sutaram mat kritatmanam darshanan nabhaved banda pumsokshano savitur yata. The translation, one is face to face with the sun. There is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with the sadhu, a devotee who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer subject to material bondage. in the purport. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha Sarva Sastra Kaya Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhihaya. If by a chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one life is immediately successful and one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised toward everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, person who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava pradas or offenses to sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Text 42. Tad gacchada mat paramo nalakuvera sadhanam sanjato mai bhavavam ipsita paramo abhava. Lord says, O Nalakuvera and Manigriva, now you may both return home. Since you desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service, your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled, and now you'll never fall from that platform. See, this is how the power of association is brought out. Like as he says, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, even a fraction of second, if you get an association of devotees, that has got the potency to protect us from falling down. But we have to introspect ourselves. We are in the association for many years, some may be 20 years, some may be 10 years, some may be 5 years. Why we are not able to progress, or why we find a lot of obstacles in our path of progress? As it says, says the purport, because of Vaishnava pradas, offensive behavior in terms of mental, physical and words, or committing more Vaishnava pradas and being judgmental and trying to compare ours, and also trying to play that, we sometimes get into feeling that everybody is faulty, that we are only progressing. So these type of offensive thinkings, offensive behaviors, is a deterrent. It's like worms in the stomach, which are nourished by our nutritious food. We are having nutritious prasad, but that doesn't get us our spiritual nourishment. It only nourishes the worms of anarthas and aparats. That's why anywhere, everywhere, it is always, we have been warned to be very careful in the dealings and behaviors with Vaishnavas, because of our unlimited continuation for many millions of lifetimes. We have the tendency to be always finding fault in others, to be always trying to put down others to prove that we are best. We want, like the association of devotees, people chant the glories of Krishna and his devotees. But we, for the time, as of now, we would like to be glorified ourselves. We wanted to, somebody has to glorify ourselves, somebody has to glorify our pastime, our leelas, our house, our education, our beauty, our wealth. So, and if not, at least the extension of ours, like our family, our brother, sister, daughter, whatever it may be. So because of this thing, we are yet to develop a taste for Krishna Katha. That, of course, as it is said, every day, every now and then, every Vaishnavas insist that the only way is by association of devotees, staying in the association of devotees, continuously and constantly listening to the glories of Krishna. Then only, slowly the anarthas get purified. Even Mahaprabhu, as it said, that he wants to be in the service of God, every life after life, irrespective of the body, whatever you get. So this is how the power of association helps us to remain focused, to make progress in our spiritual life. We can also help others by our behaviors. that is the other way also, by our behaviors also, we can disturb the conscience of others. Whether we like it or not, we are in the garb of a devotee. We are observed by everybody. Even a small, small incident what we do might be either inspire, wrongly inspire others. Few years back, when I was in Mira Road, I am from South India. I put dhoti like a typical South Indian, like lungi, people call it lungi. I was offered obeisance to Prabhupada. There was a fan rotating on the top of the wall, ceiling fan. So I was crossing my legs so that the dhoti get properly in place. But some senior devotees observed me. He called me after that. He said, Prabhuji, why are you offering voices like this, by crossing your legs at the bottom? Is there any special tradition in South India which is being practiced like this? I said, Prabhuji, it's only my convenience. I didn't do it out of any tradition or anything like that. But he says, no, Prabhuji, you are also in the movement for two, three, four years. You're slowly, you are becoming an example for others. So we should be careful in what we do, how we do, because it could inspire others in either way. If you are sincerely and honestly and dedicatedly committed yourself for the process, that's also good inspiration. And the other way, if you do it in a reverse way, normally it is very easy to catch the offensive behaviors, because we have tendency to be offensive. That is very easily appreciable for us. We easily get to catch that. But to remain in a pure, to follow somebody who is in purity, it is very difficult. But still, out of practice, out of patience, that's more important. We need to be very patient to get rid of our anathas. It may take whatever time it takes, it depending on person to person. Krishna has got plan for everybody. For each and every soul, there is a special plan. I remember a small story. There was one sweeper in the temple, like Rasbihari temple, there was a sweeper. He always used to observe Krishna. He says, always 24 hours standing all the time, he is not taking any rest. He was feeling sorry for Krishna. He had to do something for him. So Krishna manifested in his dream. He asked him, why are you so upset? Why are you so sad? Krishna, I feel so sorry by you are so much standing and you are taking no more pain for you. And after discussion, Krishna says, okay, then tomorrow you stand in place of me. Instead of me, you stand as a deity. But one condition, you should not interfere anything. Just stand as I am standing like every day. You don't know, you cannot interfere anything. Okay, I'll try. Okay, it's very difficult, but I'll try. So next morning, darshan opens. This person stands like a Krishna deity. So people come for darshan. So after few minutes, one very rich person comes and offers obeisances and offers some money from his wallet. His purse gets dropped there only. It remains near the altar. So this person was tempted to call him and give the money back to him. Your purse is left here. Somehow he stopped himself. Then next came one very poor person. He offered about water, 5-10 rupees, whatever he had, and prayed for himself, for the family, and for the spiritual benefit for everybody. And again this person was tempted to offer the purse to this poor man, because he is poor. Still he stopped himself. Third comes a marine engineer who was going for a voyage that day. He was praying to Krishna that I am going for a voyage. Please protect me from any natural disaster so that I can come back safely back to my place. By the time the person who lost the purse, he brought the police. The purse was in front of the marine engineer. He thought, okay, he must have taken, so he was about to arrest the marine engineer. Now that person who was standing with Krishna, he could not stand anymore. He said, no, stop. He didn't do that. Then he narrated the whole story about what happened and all. The purse was given back to the rich man. After that, there is a discussion that goes up between Krishna and that person. Krishna asks, how was the day? It is very difficult. You have done it, I cannot do it anymore. It's very difficult. So what are the excitement? Finally I stopped that marine being arrested. That's a good thing I did. Krishna says, no, I had different plans for everything. First person who lost the money is the very biggest sinner. Had the money remained here with me, at least the money would use for some devotional service, some purpose, so that his sins can be some minimized. But he stopped it. Now even at least if the poor person got it, he would have used for my service, that also. And this person, that person who is a devotee, he says, Krishna, no, at least I saved this from this marriage from arrest. Krishna says, no. Had he been arrested, he would have been saved the life. Now today he has gone on a voyage. Then the ship is going to meet with a natural disaster. He is going to die. Now you have made it to happen. At least I had a plan to stop him from dying by arrest. Arrest was better than getting the death punishment. So like that, Krishna wants us to, he has paid a plan for everybody. And we somehow try to, if you are accommodate within his plans, it is easy for us. Again, today morning I was hearing, today is a very auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in New York, in America, USA. So, again it is as per Krishna's plan. Here in the purport it says, the pure devotee of Krishna takes Vrindavana by anywhere, simply by chanting glories without offense. So he is one such a great exalted soul, Prabhupada. He carried Vrindavana to USA. That is the starting of the endeavor to spread the Krishna conscious movement. Without that endeavor, we will not be here to get purified. So he made a small beginning. Now rest is history. Now it has been all over the world, many countries, many hundreds and thousands of people are getting his mercy in form of books, in form of deity worship, in form of this devotee association and various other things, in Harinam and various other things. If we all look back our past, nobody has got, I don't think, many few, maybe few, but most of us may not have any qualification to be able to chant, to be able to hear Bhagavatam, to be able to read something about it, to be able to preach also. Just by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's sincere and compassionate heart and desire, we are brought into the process by his mercy and his followers and Vaishnava's mercy. We are brought into this process. Our only expectation from us is stay committedly, perform your devotional service with patience, be in the association of devotees, tolerate. Somewhere I read a quotation, try to tolerate devotees. If you cannot tolerate devotees, you have to tolerate Maya. Choice is yours. Because it may be a difficult thing, because we have the nature to be always finding mistakes of others. In the association of devotees, sometimes it may be difficult. But there is no choice, as he says. There is no choice. You have to tolerate Maya. We have been kicked by Maya like repeatedly. Now, Prabhupada has given the opportunity to get free from this by repeated birth and death and go to our eternal conscious positions to serve Krishna in many ways, either way, whatever everybody capacity, depending upon our capacity, we can serve Prabhupada. By serving Prabhupada, we get abundant mercy. That's the only hope. Some devotee was telling, for most of us, if somebody goes to Mayapur, on the way you'll go to Howrah, there is a Howrah bridge. In the bridge, if you see, there is no foundation at the bottom. It's only from the top somebody is holding. Something is holding from the top. So for most of us, we don't have a strong foundation of devotional service or bhakti. But only the mercy from Vaishnavas, mercy from Prabhupada, from the parampara, is holding us in the devotional service. And they will continue to shower unlimited mercy, because without discrimination, without looking into our faults, they will continue to guide us, they will continue to bless us. Our only commitment is to be sincere in our purpose, to be able to appreciate the association of devotees, to be able to be grateful to Prabhupada and other Vaishnavas who have sacrificed so much to bring Krishna consciousness to us, and also whatever way we can spread the message to others also, that itself is a great thing. By just remaining in the movement, committed and loyal to Prabhupada and sincere, our going back to Godhead is easier, I would say. That's what Bhima Prabhu once said. Because we are connected to Prabhupada movement and we are trying to help him in preaching, there is a special concession for us, special mercy available for us. So we should always keep it in mind and always in the prayer mode, so that we can become really humble. Because this humility is one thing which we cannot fake. When you fake, when you are able to do an imitation of it, first you yourself will know. Second, the person who is whom with dealing, you deal also know. Ultimately, Bhagavan also know how much you are faking. So we should be sincerely trying to cultivate the mood of humility, by which the purification becomes easier for us. And thank you very much for the opportunity given to me. By any, if there are any inadvertent remarks or any mistakes or offenses, kindly forgive me for this. Thank you once again. Garandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. If somebody wants to offer any comments, welcome.
It is said that there are 33 crore demigods, deities, right? Lower deities, 33 crore as per Hindu religion. So they don't have any chance to become pure devotees. 33 crore demigods, they don't have any chance to become pure devotees.
They can also become pure devotees. It is not, they cannot. It's a question of slowly they have to give up their, because demigods, some of them have they are mixed by Mishra Bhaktas, they are mixed devotees. They have some desires to have some pleasure or some control, something. So slowly they also get time to associate, they will get purified. Definitely they will also get to chance to become pure devotees. Everybody will get chance.
But they are there since the creation of material world. So far, anybody has not turned into a pure devotee.
How can we say that? We don't know. We are only hearing. And what is the point of the creation period? Is only just one breath of Vishnu. To become pure devotee, you can take as much time as it till it is purified. It is not that, time is not a question there. It's a question of how the card gets purified. So it is only even irrespective of the body type, even the other individuals gets purification also. Forget about any human body or any other body, even the lower species also. That's why he is praying for any form of life, any body of life. It has happened also many places. Like in one of the lectures I heard, in South Africa, they used to have a construction site when there was construction. In that, to protect the construction material from any thievery and all, they used to keep a dog. So every once in a week, the devotees come together. Throughout the night, they chant Harinam. It's like a Harinam night. So this particular dog, which is kept for protecting, when they used to sit inside and chant Hare Krishna Kirtan, the dog used to come and they used to close the doors to protect. The dog used to come and scratch the doors and try to get inside for the Kirtan. And also, whenever they go for Harinam, this dog also goes along with them in front. And when they return to this temple, the dog comes before everybody stands at the gate, as if Vaishnava is receiving all the Vaishnavas. So the potency of the Harinam, potency of the process is not limited to, that's what my understanding. It is possible. It's a question of time.
So mankind is a better place than gods, demigods.
Definitely, because the material world is padam padam vipadam. It is made to get more feeling, that fear conscious of, to get rid of it. That definitely, but the opportunities and the facilities are more in material world to become in quickly. Even they pray to come as a human being. That's what the prayers of the demigods also, so that they can get back to God quickly. The human form is very definitely more favorable. Human kind more favorable to become devotees.
Thank you.
Just before I conclude, I just want to read one passage from Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja offering. how he is humbly requesting things. And just it's from Science of Self-Realization, where Prabhupada offering his offering for spiritual master, where he writes choosing a spiritual master. The last two paragraphs are very instructive and encouraging. I just read that gentleman, he is talking about a spiritual master. Had he not appeared before us to deliver us from the thraldom of this gross worldly delusion, surely we should have remained for lives and ages in the darkness of helpless captivity. Had he not appeared before us, we would not have been able to understand the eternal truth of sublime teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Had he not appeared before us, we could not have been able to know the significance of the first sloka Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. This paragraph is very, very instructive. He writes, Prabhupada writes, personally, I have no hope for any direct service for the coming crores of births of the sojourn of my life. But I am confident that someday or the other, I shall be delivered from this mirror of delusion in which I am present so deeply sunk. Therefore, let me with all my earnestness pray at the lotus feet of my divine master to allow me to suffer the lot for which I am destined due to my past misdoings. But let me have this power of remembrance, recollection that I am nothing but a tiny servant of the Almighty Absolute God, realized through the unflinching mercy of my divine master. Let me therefore bow down at his feet with all the humility at my command. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much for this. Again, thank you. Ganendra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.